Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Teresa. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so sorry. I keep missing your call. How you
No
doing?
worries. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
You said we have an issue. We've got you approved for some salon chairs, but I think you're looking for more money than the approval. So I need to tech or talk to you about time in business. How long has the salon been there?
3 years. This shop has been here 8 years, but
Okay,
I
give me
brought it over about 3 years ago.
You bought it 3 years ago. Okay, so let's kind of go through this step by step, and we can hopefully figure this out. So, how Angelic Nails and Spa has been there for 10 years, you said, or 8 years?
This shop here has been here 8 years.
Give me one
Ten
second.
years.
I've
Ten
got
years.
someone beeping through on my cell phone. Give me one second.
Hello?
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So the salon has been there for 8 years?
10 year total.
Okay.
10 years
Has
and
it always been
Kathy.
called the same name?
No, before was Kathy Pro Nail.
Oh, 10 years. When did it change names?
About 3 years ago, when I take over, I changed the name.
When the PG took over the
Well,
business, you
I
changed,
changed it to
they,
Angelic.
and what was it before?
It was Kathy Pro Nail.
How do you spell
Kathy, K is in cat. No, K is in Kim. A is in apple. T is in Tom. H is in home. Y is in yo-yo. Kathy Pro. P is in Paul. R is in Robert. O is in orange.
So
Nail.
Kathy
Pro
Pronail
nail.
to Angelic.
Yeah.
Okay. How much did you buy the business for?
85,000.
And do you have any documentation to support this?
I don't
Like
know
a
what I
con.
put.
Okay. Do you pay cash or do they finance it?
We pay everything.
Cash,
We
okay.
pay, yeah.
Okay. And then, second question. So, when we went on the Secretary of State, we only find this business in 2014. So that only gives us 2 years. Do you know what date you bought it?
Well, before I had this as Kathy Pro Nail. 1 year later, I changed it to Ka. When 1 year later, I changed it
Oh.
to
Okay.
Angelic because you know why? The reputation of this shop is not good, so that's why I decided to change. When I changed, the business picked up because it has a bad reputation, Kathy Pro Nail, in
Okay.
Google and in Yep, it has bad reviews. So that's what happened. So
Gotcha.
I decided to change the name for it.
Okay. And you, please see. Okay. And do you have any other cosigners you could throw onto this loan? Like a husband or
Why?
anything?
Why is that?
Well, so the reason why, so the approval I have for you right now is for 15,000 due to the time in business. The credits
That's all?
also, yeah, that's all the underwriter's giving me. I'm going to see what else we can argue because the credit they're saying is really, really thin. I'm going to see if I can get it more approved for you for salon chairs, so I'm going to send this explanation. So that's why I was thinking a cosigner might help you out. You're aware of what's going on with your credit, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make you be rude, but you're a five. Your score right now is a 621, and you have $1,000 in past due accounts.
On where?
Let's see. Your collections are. You have a Capital One bank card. Oh no, sorry, that was settled. You have a Remax Home Stores that's saying you owe them $1,033 that's been sold off to the Sierra Collections.
Okay. Well,
yeah, that's one of the things that's happening right now. But I'm going to see if we can get you an approval increase. What do you think about the working capital?
What do you mean?
The loan documents I sent you for the cash.
I want to do the remodel. I don't want to do that cash.
Well, isn't remodeling needing cash?
Yeah, but the dumb is cheaper.
That's the best approval I can get for you because it's a second chance program. You're bouncing payments currently on the. You have overdrafts. That's why it's a more expensive loan.
I don't want to, like.
Do you want me to see if I can get you like a small discount if you're interested?
But my concern is I don't want to pay every month or every day $400. That's a lot, $500.
Well, it's because it's $30,000. You can always reduce the loan amount.
Because the first one I paid $108 already. If I take this, I have to pay $343.
Well, do you need the?
Make sure that.
Do you need? I mean, you shouldn't take the loan unless you need the money. Do you need the money or no?
I do.
Okay, so what other options are you considering?
The date, instead of going 6 months, let's do for a year, so it lower.
No, I mean, it won't. I don't think it will happen. It's because you're currently bouncing. There's overdrafts. They won't extend it for a year. They really won't. I can ask to see if I get you a small discount, but I don't think they're going to do a year.
How about the equipment? It's not working or what?
Well, that's approved for $15,000, so I'm going to see if I can go higher based off the information you just gave me.
Yeah.
I just sent that into underwriting.
Yeah, you can look at my taxes, a lot of money coming
in. I'm sorry?
You can look at the taxes, a lot of money coming in.
I that's not how they underwrite it. They underwrite it based on cash flow for the cash flow loans. But I'll see what we can do, you know, and I'll follow up with you Monday to hopefully find a solution, okay?
Okay, let me know.
Thank
okay?
you. Bye-bye, you got it.
Bye.